today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us. Today, Monday, is the 29th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Yasin, the first verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ياسين.
ياسين.
والقرآن الحكيم.
By the wise Quran.
إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Indeed you, O Muhammad, are from among the messengers.
عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
On a straight path.
تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ.
This is a revelation of the exalted in might, the merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In spite of the kinds of accusations which were said to the Prophet of Allah, like poet, soothsayer, sorcerer, and insane, Allah the Wise swears by the Quran full of wisdom and emphasizes on the messengership of the Prophet. Some Islamic tradition indicate that this term is one of the names of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Some of Islamic traditions indicate that Yasin is one of the names of the Holy Prophet of Islam.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin. وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
The primary mission of the Prophet having brought Islam to the Muslim was to instill good character with them in every aspect of their lives. The Messenger of Allah said, "Verily, I have only been sent to perfect righteous character." Good character is the result of a pure heart that is free from spiritual diseases like envy, malice, and arrogance. A person with good character has integrity and is not overly attached to worldly things at the expense of righteousness. It was said to the Messenger of Allah, "Which of the people is the best?" The Messenger of Allah said, "Everyone who is pure of heart and truthful in speech." They said, "Truthful in speech, we know. What is a pure heart?" The Prophet said, "It is a heart that fears Allah and is clean. There is no sin in it, and neither aggression, malice, nor envy."
شيخ روحاني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Actually, the Prophet, the Messenger of God, is a kind of, his life is a manifestation of divine mercy, of divine compassion and actually kindness to the human being. Not only to the human being, but also to the whole universe, to all the creatures. So that is why, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, is the most kind, is the most compassionate, then his messenger, who is like a vicegerent, a caliph, a successor, we can say, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also manifests the mercy and the kindness of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the universe. So now, how can we prove that he is merciful? You know, the guidance, the responsibility of the Prophet is to guide us into the right path. Now the question is that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us the Prophet? The Prophets are sent out of the mercifulness and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, loves the human being, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us and helps us to be guided into the right path, to be saved from the hellfire. So, to be sent to the paradise, to the heaven, to Jannah. So, it is because of the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because sending the prophets is because of the mercifulness of God. It is a kind of mercy, it's a kind of rahmah. So, this divine guidance by the prophets is also a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and kindness. And so the one whose responsibility is to spread kindness and mercifulness towards the people, so he himself must be the most merciful person, because he is manifesting the mercy of God in the universe. So the one who is the manifestation of mercy of Allah, so he must be in the highest level of mercifulness and kindness. So that's why you see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is introduced as rahmatan lil alamin, as mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the whole universe.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد صلى الله عليه وآله يا نبي.
Let's look at social policies of Prophet Muhammad in this part of today's special. Medina expanded and its population increased. People started cultivating the vast lands in the valley without anyone to deter them or to stop them, and there was no tax on construction nor agriculture. Historians have mentioned that the number of the Muslims from among the resistance of Medina increased by a third before the Battle of Khandaq and doubled thereafter. The Messenger of Allah wrote a document for Muhajirin and the Ansar, making the residents of each quarter responsible for their quarter in particular and for the security of the city in general. Thus, it was a popular government whose reins were in the hands of people themselves, and the settlement of anyone who migrated to Medina was done upon that basis. The Messenger of Allah used to distribute to the Muslims whatever he abstained of the charity, zakat, homes, donations, and occasionally booty.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
This is today's special, and we'll look at the mannerism. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was the epitome of good manners. Every action that he undertook in life represented the highest morals and manners that a person could exhibit. He was an ideal being in terms of manners and ethics, the likes of which the world has not seen. As one of his companions notes about his manners, the Prophet did not swear at anyone, nor was he rude, nor did he curse anyone. If he desired to reprimand someone, he would say, "What is wrong with him? May dust be cast in his face." Thus, if a Muslim is to give an example of the manners of someone, there would be none more suitable than Muhammad, the last messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
He is rahmah upon us. If it wasn't for him, Allah would punish us for our sins today. In another verse, Allah says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah says, if I wanted to punish humanity for their deeds, for their sins in this dunya, I would have to kill everyone. There's no ma'soom. I'd have to destroy everyone. But Allah says, يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Allah says, I will give you time till the next life. He gives you your entire life. And if I do not repent, I don't change, in the next life, accountability comes. This is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, a second way where Rasulullah was a form of mercy, is a form of mercy to us till this day, is that when we want to seek tawbah, we want to return to Allah, we want Him to forgive us, the greatest door to Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, the Quran tells us once again, go to the Jews and compare how much Allah has showed us mercy compared to the Jews and the Christians. Allah says that when the Jews committed a sin, when he went to the mountain and he left his brother Harun, he came back, he saw them, they're worshipping the calf. They're worshipping that animal. So they committed a sin here. How do they repent? If they want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى, in the verse, let me read you the exact verse of what Musa said. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ. You have done dhulum, he told Bani Israel. You've done dhulum to yourself because you have committed. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, the Quran says. Shirk is a form of dhulm to yourself, oppression to yourself. Okay, what do we do now if we want Allah to forgive us? Look at what Musa tells them. فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ. Return to Allah, repent to Him. فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You know how Allah will forgive you? You have to kill each other. The hadith says, Musa made them into two tribes. He gave them swords. Fight until you all die. This way Allah will purify you. This is in the Quran. If they wanted tawbah, they had to kill themselves. They had to fight until they die. Allah says, now I forgive you. With Muslims, with Islam, tawbah became so easy because of Rasulullah. Because Allah loved Rasulullah and He wanted him to be a sign of mercy, tawbah is just say, Ilahi al-af. Say, Ya Allah, I ask you to forgive me.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي